It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Get my ears on.
Cool. My mic works.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
There is
plenty everybody.
Of frosting on these cupcakes.
There's what?
Plenty of frosting on these cupcakes.
Yum.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. And Derek with me as always is Steve.
Ew.
Kevin.
Hey.
I'm and Matthew.
I can't believe how hard I slapped Will last night.
I can't believe. I think this is the first show where you weren't announced once. First. I mean, announced first.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been
drinking. Well, I'm kind of used to it because last night I wasn't on the card.
Really?
Yeah.
The Middletown Supremacy match wasn't billed?
Yeah. After JD went through all the matches and, like, you know, all the
finagling.
All the finagling. I was like, JD. Oh, shit. Yeah, you guys are 6A.
6A.
I wasn't even an official number last night.
But was it always originally going to be you and Will?
Yeah, yeah. But we just weren't on the card.
Oh.
Excuse me.
So, when are you just going to tag with him?
Anyway.
You need to ask yourself that question one more time.
When are you going to tag with him?
Oh. We have.
So... Yeah, there was a big matchup last night, a big show, a big game that I attended half of.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thanks for showing
Not
up.
Not even. What? Like, you attended like 2/5 of it.
No.
You saw 3 out of like 8 or 9 matches.
No, there was like 4 matches.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's 4 in this. Okay.
So,
I guess you really liked the Janela one, right?
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. Yeah.
It was good.
I don't go to a lot of these things, but that was pretty impressive.
Now, did you think he was that good when he was sitting in a chair right over here?
I knew he was good, because otherwise he wouldn't...
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I've never heard you guys say a sour word about him.
Maybe not recently.
No. But, yeah, no, it was very good. I was very impressed with Danny.
He's coming into his own, so to
yes.
speak.
Yes. For those that don't know, we're talking about wrestling. Oh. Yeah, there's a show here, St. Catherine's Church. In mm-hmm. What is it? Port Monmouth, Keensburg,
it's
East
not
Keensburg?
Port Monmouth. It's East Keensburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Port Monmouth is like another light up the highway.
Yeah. But everyone just... What?
Hi.
Everyone just calls it Middletown because it's easy. But it's...
Yeah, well. It's like technically like the road that is the borderline, I think, between Port Monmouth and East Keensburg or something. I don't know.
Whatever.
Fucking stinks.
Horse shit.
Yeah. It does smell already.
Yep.
Yeah,
it is bad. Between the... deviled eggs mm-hmm. and Steve's deviled asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Sinks pretty bad.
I have paprika on my asshole.
Yeah.
From this angle, I'm just getting butthole and McDonald's.
Yeah. Which is worse, he doesn't know.
McDonald's.
Ooh.
That's how the brothers say it.
Clutch and Wiggle showed up.
They did. Clutch and Wiggle.
Equally.
Yes. And I got to sit with them, and I got to meet Wiggle finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he impressed by you?
Oh, everyone's impressed when I come in the room.
No,
that motherfucker's got a shiny head.
He does. He does. Yeah. I wanted to rub it, but I just met him.
Does he have propecia or whatever?
No, I think he just shaves it. Mm-hmm. He's got eyebrows. He's got some handsome eyebrows. But, yeah, it was funny. You know, we were making fun of everybody. So, it was a good time. There were some interesting things that happened.
Yeah?
I'll just bring up mine, because I'm sure you guys have some stuff you want to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right? Go ahead.
I was, the floor was wet.
Very.
It was like 87% humidity last night. It was only like 65, but it was just so humid.
Yeah.
And the whole gymnasium in this Catholic school was like, the floor was just wet. Yeah. It was basically a slip and slide.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were horrible last night because they were just running all over the place.
What was
and
up
falling.
With that? It
I
was
don't
like
know.
They were all on like methamphetamines.
I
or
know.
Something.
They were animals. But I was over actually, Kev, talking to your chick because she was looking very bored. And we're just talking. All of a sudden, I just hear the biggest, like, sickest thud right, like, a foot in front of me. And I just turn around, and this dude was carrying his little two-year-old daughter, and he just fucking ate shit, slipped. And he hit his head and her face on the table.
Gave her a stun gun on the table.
Basically. And the girl puked. So he picks her up. He's like, are you okay?
That is a total concussion.
And she's like, ah. And she's got, like, popcorn puke coming down her mouth. And her lip is busted open.
Oh, my God.
And he literally, like, explains what happened to the person that was next to him and literally just wiped her off and walked away like it was nothing.
Wow.
But yet she puked on a floor, which in the main event, JD slipped and fell in.
Nice.
No, it was just all the condensation.
Oh, I thought you said he slipped in the puke.
No, he slipped, not in the puke, though.
Oh, thanks for telling me a lie then, Derek.
Yeah. I don't know why he slipped. I mean, he just slipped because the floor was just like, so
could just let
slippery.
People believe that
and
he
Matt slipped and
vomit.
Fell in the ring just because, you know, he's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, his boots were a little wet and slippery from the floor, so, you know, those ropes.
They were, his boots were buttery.
Yeah.
From the humidity.
Buttery boots.
Buttery boots.
The chat room likes your shorts, Kev.
Those
Thanks.
Are.
Got them at a thrift store, $3.
You're kidding. What are you, Macklemore?
No. Yeah, that's $50 for a t-shirt.
Damn.
Yeah, luckily the building was still dry during our first match, but I ate shit twice in the second match that I was
What'd
in.
You do?
What do you mean, what'd I do?
What do you mean you ate shit? Like, what did you do?
Well, I went to roll a guy back into the ring, and both of us slipped, and he fell on top of me, and I pretty much slid underneath the ring.
Wow.
And then, on the way out, the referee was helping me to the back, and then, again, I slipped. And I wound up surviving that whole second fucking disaster of a match that I was in.
Yeah, I heard.
And then get hurt walking to the back because I slip and my knee hits the floor. And
oh, no.
Yeah. That wasn't fun. That whole second match, I wish. It shouldn't have existed.
No. But it did. It's.
Did you give Mope a ride home?
Yes.
How was that ride home?
Did he break your glove compartment again?
No. He can't break it more than it's already been broken.
He can make it more broken.
Well, the only like further step he could possibly do is just stomp the whole thing off.
Or fix it and then break it again.
Okay, well, just...
Because he seemed pretty agitated before he's left, so I'm kind of curious as to how the ride
Oh, he was agitated
well,
the whole fucking show.
Just to clarify with the glove compartment thing, I've been driving this guy Richie to shows. He's the ARC member.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
And
that is a really nice, noble thing that Kevin is doing, by the way.
Yeah.
So while we're driving, I needed something from the glove compartment. So I open it, I ask him to give me what I needed, and then I ask him to close it.
Condoms.
And you know, some...
Arc.
You arced them over the car.
Sometimes when you go through the glove box, things get in the way of the latch. So instead of moving what's in the way, you know, eliminating the obstruction, he's just slamming the glove box shut repeatedly, just slamming it. And I'm like, asshole, move the fucking thing out of the way. Oh, sorry. And then it won't close.
Oh.
So I'm like, you just broke it.
You broke
thanks,
it.
Thanks.
It's broke.
Well, we get to the building and then the piece attached to the car that it hooks into was just bent. So I bend it back into place. I'm like, all right, everything's fine. During the week, I'm driving, and the glove box just drops.
Yeah.
And the piece snapped off, and now I've just been driving with it open.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, now he spent the whole ride home on the phone with his mom saying, why was that match so bad? Why would they put you in the ring with those people?
Those people.
Wait, who is he in there with?
Meanwhile, he was in the ring with Manny Moore.
Some of the more experienced wrestlers?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what the match was.
I was like the only guy that could have, out of six people, I was the only guy that could have done anything with that match.
Yeah.
And then, but I had already wrestled, and before the show had a kid pretty much fucking puncture my lung.
Yeah.
Nice.
So who else was?
It was Livewire Rich McGuire,
mm-hmm.
Chill Will, the, you know, what is he, like 15, 16-year-old?
Yeah. He's a high school kid.
Probably weighs about 65 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But according to the promoter, he's the one who paid all of our salary for that night. So.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, so, hey. No, so I'm getting rid of him.
I didn't pay my own? Anyway.
And Big Fred Saluka.
Ah, BF Saluka. Now, he's an old-timer.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
Yeah. Extremely old-timer.
Yeah. My first paid match ever was with him.
Yeah.
And he is big.
And he's a Fred.
Yeah, he's big.
And he's a Saluka.
Yeah.
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 And he was getting weird in the locker room.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like banging shit around like he was angry at chairs and stuff.
Yeah. Fucking chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was almost like he was competing with Vader, because Vader, you know, he was trying to move shit around, and he was banging a chair, and then he'd be like,
well, he actually said to me at one point, he's just like, did he do a powerbomb in his match?
Yes.
He goes, doesn't Vader do the powerbomb? I guess I'm going to be in trouble. He said it all like cocky. It was kind of funny, actually.
I'd like to see a little tug of war with them guys.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, a little tussle.
Tug of war.
Well, the powerbomb.
Wait.
Okay. Hey, little peckers. The powerbomb thing, he powerbombed me for the finish of that match.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You let him powerbomb you?
No, well, it's not that I let him do it. It's that we were at a point where we just needed to end that match.
Powerbomb.
So I get in there, and I made the dumb mistake of asking him, what's the finish? And he goes, you want to take the finish? I'm like, well, what is the finish? And he just fucking shoot powerbombs me.
Nice.
Wow.
Just picks me up and powerbombs me.
Nice.
And this is after you were already injured and wrestled the match.
And then he picked up Chill Will and dropped him on top of me, and that was the end of the match.
Very interesting when you say shoot powerbomb. In our match with the Misfits from many moons ago, Harley Lewis wanted to shoot powerbomb me, but I jumped for him. And I probably, if I jumped any more than I did, I probably would have went completely over him and behind him. But yeah, that shoot powerbomb thing is an interesting concept.
Yeah.
For those not in the know, a shoot powerbomb would be when they actually pick you up.
Yeah. Like what a school kid might do to another one, you know, because they're pissed.
Yeah.
Powerbomb.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell me he was powerbombing. I didn't know that was what was coming. Uh-huh. He just grabbed me and powerbombed me. And then afterwards, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry if I was a little heavy on that powerbomb. He goes, well, you asked me to do the finish. I thought you knew.
What's the finish? Hey, you'll be all right. Wow. So, yeah, it was an interesting night.
Yeah.
I don't think anything else crazy happened. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Well,
right?
The night before, somebody's shit got robbed.
Yeah.
That was
it. Somebody in this room?
Well, we made it safe, but yeah, at the show, it's a really big deal. Vader had money stolen from him, and his opponent had money stolen from him, and the promoter had money stolen from him.
Wow.
And there's speculation as to who it was, because there's a couple of guys who left during the main event and kind of in a hurry. So people think they know who it is, but nobody knows for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the cause of a lot of controversy.
Mm. And for those that don't know, when you say Vader, you mean
the guy Vader.
of WCW WWE fame.
I meant the guy with the black helmet,
Darth Vader.
Oh, Darth Vader.
Yeah, force chokes and all that bullshit.
Yeah. Could you imagine the force choke slam? Oh my god, that would be the end of everything.
I wouldn't know where to post.
You see a guy like doing the form of taking a choke slam with nobody there. How awful that would look.
Your lack of working disturbs me.
Oh boy.
Yeah, there was a nice Vader chant going, and Clutch and Wiggle and I were shouting Darth in between.
Nice.
We're nerds.
Did that catch on with anyone else?
No, it was just three of us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Surprise.
No, didn't catch on.
Yeah,
I got a "You Are Fat" chant on Friday. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that do to the old ego?
I didn't care.
Gotta work it in.
He makes my job easier.
Mm-hmm.
But we wrestled against Mike. That was your last week. Mike West.
Which, by the way, thank you, Mike, for coming on the show. You were hysterical.
He
it was a fun show. Quality. I listened to it. It was good.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
He knows the shit.
Oh, I haven't listened to Thursday's show yet. I just realized that.
I didn't listen to that one yet. Oh, I posted it. Huh. You just don't pay attention. I listened to the first show. It was very good.
It was.
Man, I wonder if anybody listening now, if they know where they could get that first show.
I don't know.
Where do you hear that stuff?
No, probably aristocratsradio.com.
Oh, aristocratsradio.com.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Is there any other outlets?
iTunes.
Oh, yeah?
Just search for Aristocrats Radio. You can go on stitcherradio.com and listen to us.
You're telling me that there's like three different ways to
do this. There's another way.
At least.
There's a fourth way.
Yeah.
What's that? CWE Radio.
That's right. The day after replay.
Unbelievable.
And you can catch the Clutch and Wiggle show, mm-hmm. amongst others.
Mm. We are so fucking accessible.
I know.
Yeah.
So and yet nobody accesses
us. So is my butthole. My butthole is about to access wind.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yup.
Insta-reek.
Yeah.
After my first fart, I got a text from Mike Quest. And he said, where does this gas come from?
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah. This is from a deviled eggs I had before it came.
I just
from
had
the protein.
Two.
Protein power right there.
I never smell Steve's farts. Like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
It's from the deviled eggs, man. It's mustard.
Well, I just had two, so.
I can't wait.
I can.
You had two deviled eggs and velvet red velvet cupcakes.
I had one of them earlier.
Yeah, so you're going to have purple blood shits.
Yes.
Hey, how about me convincing that kid in the locker room that I hadn't farted in 6 years?
Yeah.
Can you believe me?
And then the one kid, like, kind of asked me if it was true. And without even me and him even communicating, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. He even hates when I fart. He gets mad on the show.
I'm like, I don't get mad. I get jealous. I just haven't done it.
Quit rubbing it in.
Well, Derek's been living vicariously through our farts for the last several years.
Yeah, 5 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. Four. We'll say four. Okay. Yeah. It's been getting better, though. I think I mentioned last week that I scared my son because yeah. I don't think he's ever heard me fart.
Wow.
He just kind of looked at me like, what was that?
when you fart in front of a pet and then they just like look at your ass.
the head tilts and the ears go up.
Because mm-hmm. you know how fucking thunderous it is to them?
Yeah.
But it's like a sudden noise coming from like a different area.
A place that doesn't normally have noise.
Oh, the I'll be sleeping in the bed with my dog and I'll fart and she just immediately jumps up like
ready to attack.
The same reaction as if somebody slammed a door.
Yeah. Oh, guess it's funny.
Yeah.
Farts.
I thought that was real for a second. Anyway, so yes, fun show. What's the next show? Next week?
I don't even know.
Oh, we're off for a couple weeks. And
what?
Then, yeah.
Vacation?
Good. Time finally. To get fucking in the gym.
Time for me to stop hurting.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Is me and Kev, I guess, have a understanding about what I physically can and can't do. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, Kev ends up taking a little bit more of the punishment than me. You know, finishers
and
whatnot.
Oh, that kind of sounds like when we tagged.
Yeah. And the bigger moves, you know? So
well,
yesterday.
He's young, dumb, and full of cum.
So yesterday, not that it was so much that Kev was hurting, but I knew what the finish was going to be with the move, so I was like, I want to take that. You know, the people in the locker room thought that Kev still took the finisher just because they saw the move?
Yeah.
They just see me go up and around. They're like, oh, man, Kev took that good. I was like, that was me.
They just see, checkers going flying by.
Well, actually, if you were there in time, you would have seen we were wearing blue.
Yeah.
I actually, you know what? Even though it was tight, I think it looked good. I always say you always look good.
Yeah. Keep telling yourself that.
Wow. yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that tastes like
it. I get it. I'm not fat. It's all in my head.
Sure.
I mean, your heads.
Mm-hmm. No, you are fat.
You are a fucking pig.
Well, it's funny because like when Steve and I tagged, he was fat then too.
Huge.
Because like there was that in-between phase where like Steve wasn't fat. But when we tagged for the most part back in, you know, the beginning, I was taking all the heat because I was the small guy. Now.
Yeah, I give the heat to the ring when you walk on it.
Yup. Yeah, part of the reason why I gained all the weight was so I didn't have to take moves anymore.
Yeah. Matt's like, I want to go on a diet, but I don't want to take moves.
There's a lot of hefty gentlemen in that locker room.
Yeah,
there was.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned that just from being there, I shook two people's hands. Found out one of them was actually listening to the show, so that makes sense. But then another person shook my hand and. And I think they just thought I was big and sweaty enough to be one of you.
Sweaty.
That building was cold, but sweaty.
Yeah. It was so weird. Humid.
Yeah.
It was gross. Yeah. Absolutely gross.
And then that, I just want nothing more than just to get the fuck out of there.
Maybe they thought you were Brian Posehn.
Maybe. By the way, his new comedy special is called The Fartist. And it's like, you know, the movie The Artist? Anyone familiar?
Oh, is that when the guy, isn't that when that guy takes that girl in and he, like, protects her from, like, people? No, it's The Professional.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
way off. Right. Yeah, but isn't that the one where, like, the guy's obsessed with that tranny? And
yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
No, that's the China porn.
Oh, right.
Mm. Yeah. Wait, which one?
Wait. Is that the one when he's on vacation, it's around Christmas time, and he beats up terrorists at the Nakatomi Plaza building? Is that the one?
No, you lost me on that one.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Is it The Machinist?
No, it's Die Hard.
Oh.
I wasn't even close.
I heard somebody talking about the China porn, and I can't remember who it was, but just the
Did you slap him?
Well, no, it was more of like the context of like somebody would watch the China porn. Like if you just saw China in your daily life, you would not be like, oh, that's a chick I want to see fuck somebody.
Yeah.
But just because it's China and she existed in another world, now it's suddenly like, wow, I wonder what she looks like banging dudes.
It's like it's like a car crash.
No one should ever wonder that.
Well, like just recently, there was some chick that was on that MTV teen pregnancy show.
Yeah.
I got a story for you about that.
Oh, really?
Congratulations.
How many months?
That chick, her name is Farrah Abraham.
Yeah.
She, okay.
There's a guy. Just bitch.
There's a guy we went. Oh, I thought Steve was going for it.
Okay,
there's a guy we went to high school with. He's you're younger than us. And he likes to post these most pointless bullshit things. Like if I were to go through and read them, you'd be dying.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the
Jesus, Steve.
Kev's gonna puke.
Kev's gonna fucking break his other rib.
Did I tell you about the guy who just discovered that his PS3 has Wi-Fi?
No.
He's had it for 6.5 years. He just discovered that it has Wi-Fi like a month ago.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been like lugging it to his computer and plugging it in everything. No, that's no joke. He actually posted that.
Who was the guy?
He posted
I think it was you were saying he thought that everything you put on Facebook was directly to him.
That was Ark Ritchie.
They were all personal
messages. Yes. He thought that everything that showed up in his Facebook timeline was written directly to him.
Wow,
thanks for the pictures.
This guy posts again, he's 30, 31 years old, and he posts like a list of his favorite female celebrities and like whatever, you know.
Because people care.
But he posts them because like he thinks they're hot.
Yeah.
Like that's the reason why he posts. It's like a top 20 list, and he has people to like tell him, you know, what they think. Again, he's 30 years old. Well, he posted now, and his mother's friends from work like comment on his page and stuff, so they see what he's posting.
Yeah.
He posted, "I watched the porn with that teen mom Farrah Abraham the other day." He like, why would you post that?
She made the list.
Why would you post that on Facebook? Right? He could have just stopped right there and been forever like, you know, just forgotten and deleted by everyone. But he went as far as to like say, oh, I think she's just trying to pull the Paris Hilton Kim Kardashian thing and say it was an accident.
Well,
and she
actually did like a proper video.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't like
he goes, I think this was supposed to be a real video. Like he's like analyzing it and he goes, regardless, I think she looked good. Why would you ever post that on Facebook?
Yeah.
Like you can joke about porn and everything on Facebook. But why would you like actually talk? Oh man, I was watching this porn.
You might as well have just.
It's kind of funny though.
Might as well just written in the exact time that you shot your load.
Yeah. Exactly. 16 minutes in was when I shot my load.
That's like on all these porn sites, you know, Pornhub and all that. They have like a fucking Facebook like button next to all the videos.
Yeah.
Like, who's gonna?
You could share.
No, he does that. If you go through, he has like 600 friends, and 590 of them are all porn stars and celebrities.
But actually, on the site where you watch a video,
I know, You can click like.
And the thing
is,
next
to it.
Yeah, it's right there. It's like
it's
next
so
to
dangerous.
The, it's like next to the play button. You have to like click around it to like. I'm not clicking.
The only
like,
thing
I'm
is, if you click like, that, then you have to log in your Facebook, so you might be safe.
Depends.
You have an out.
Depends.
Well, no, if you got your Facebook open in a different page.
Yeah, but you still got to. It'll still come up. You still got to hit post again. You got some outs.
You do have like the safety check, which is something that's also annoying on Google. Is like if you Google something, you there's a good chance that you might accidentally click the like button because they're fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you just go to click any link and you might accidentally click like, and it's happened to me probably like 10 times.
I've done that. I've just on normal pictures with my Facebook app. Just scrolling, and I'll hit like on something that
like,
I really shouldn't be liking because it's fucking dumb. Uh-huh. Or somebody's dog died. I'm like, oh yeah, bam, like.
I used to do that. Oh my god, to Zelda.
Yes,
she used to post all these like horrible things like all the time. Former aristocrat Zelda, and I used to like every one of her doom and gloom posts because I was like, so stop posting this shit. I'm just gonna like it.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about.
You know who I'm talking about, Steve.
Oh, not that. Oh,
oh.
I actually didn't have that person in mind.
Well, good for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so porn.
Yeah.
I actually saw the Farrah Abraham.
I did not. Tape.
Did you?
When did you shoot your life?
Now, hang on. Is she like a teenager still? Like, are
no,
you looking at underage
like
porn?
She's like 21 now.
Okay, so can I watch it?
Yeah, sure. She's got fake boobs, though.
So
the fuck what?
Just letting you know.
As long as there's an areola that I can touch.
There
I'm
is one.
Game.
What is there?
What if getting breast implants meant that they had to take off chicks' nipples?
Like completely ruined, just like a big round bump of meat,
like a fucking Barbie doll tit.
Well, I don't know if they do that really anymore, but that's what they used to do.
Yeah,
entirely remove the nipple and put the implant through the nipple.
Now they
put
either
the
go
nipple back on.
Some of them go underneath.
That was the original way. The original way was to go under the bottom.
Now they just go through the back.
No, now they go. No, now this is the smartest way to do it. They go through the belly button.
What?
They go through the belly button.
Like a laparoscopic.
They take a tube and they go in through the belly button under their, like, I guess the muscle or whatever. And then they fill the implant with like a tube outside. So they put
Jesus.
The unfilled implant in,
a
fill
fucking,
it and seal
a thing
it.
Of spackle.
Yeah.
So and then a little bit of and then a little helium tank right here.
Yeah. There's no scarring whatsoever. So the only way you could tell is if
well, the worst ones are when they do it like under the nipple. So you have this like little happy face under
scar,
your it's horrible.
You see a lot of that in like softcore porns and like
it's cheap. It's cheap way to do
bullshit.
It. That's why.
Yeah. I thought they went through the armpit.
They do that too. Yeah.
I don't even care about that shit, fake or not. As long as it has a fucking roll areola, I'm playing.
Yeah, she's not impressive at all. So
no,
she doesn't look horrible though.
No, she looks all right, but
she looks like a girl next to.
Can you like off screen show me like a nude photo of her?
Her and her parents were on Dr. Phil. And she's like, yeah, I didn't want to do the video, but it happened. And I'm still going to be a good mother. Ugh.
Fuck you. That's what I say. You're an asshole. You don't belong on television or anywhere. You don't deserve money. You're a scumbag. Eat shit. Die.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I'd pee in her butt.
I mean, Matt, if somebody offers you like $1 million to fucking...
To what?
I don't know. Bang a dude in the ass. You're not going to do it?
What?
For $1 million?
$1 million.
To bang a dude in the ass? Fuck yeah.
Go for it, Kev.
That ain't gay.
That's a good payday, man.
I'd pass it off to you, and then we could split it.
All right. Well, I mean, maybe like...
Well, Matt
maybe
wants
like
to get his rub out of it.
80-20.
80-20.
Yeah.
200K for it? That's not bad.
Derek, how much would you...
200K
How much would you have to get paid to bang
no!
a dude?
No! No!
Bang a dude?
Yeah, and an asshole.
How much do you have?
Not a couple bucks.
I'll do it.
No, sweet.
No, but think about that.
Is
I
there
get
a price on it for you?
For you to do it.
It's hard to say... You know, because...
I mean, want to incriminate yourself.
Well, what? No, it's not that.
No.
I think everybody's mind would change once you see the money.
You
once
think so?
Wow. Yeah, once it's...
Or
once
the way Matt's
the
talking
ass.
Is no.
Yeah, he's saying like, yeah, I'll give you $100,000 to, you know, bang me in the ass. You're just like, no, get the fuck out of here. But if somebody has like a bag of fucking money and they're just like, boom.
On the table.
Do it.
Here's
you're
the
just
cash.
Like, that's a lot of fucking money.
Here's the cash. There's the butthole.
There you go.
Get in there. Get in there good.
I'm sure it feels the same as a chick's butthole.
Probably not.
I don't know. All right.
When you're poking Matt. A chick in the butthole, do you feel a prostate in there?
Yeah.
Why are you peeing every time I insert it? So, Matt, $1.5 million.
$1.5 million.
All you can see is the hole of the dude. because it's like a glory hole hole.
That's pretty gross.
It is. Well, then you have to.
And then when you're done, he's just got to shit through the hole into your shoes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
1.5
mil. 0.5
mil.
Well, then you have to bring in other aspects, like will people know about it?
That's true.
Is it going to be
Oh,
taped?
Yeah. No, you're doing it in a glass room. Nah, and yeah. there's a crowd watching it.
No, 1.5, no.
You're getting filmed.
No. Not
okay.
for 1.5.
Okay, it's 1. Just
1.5
you?
Million isn't actually that much money.
Not nowadays.
No, that'll get you like a couple years of... You know,
no way, man.
Freedom.
You throw that into a high interest account. You keep working for a couple
high
more
interest
years,
nowadays.
And
so you're talking what, like 2%?
Yeah,
2% is not bad.
I like my bank accounts like I like my milk.
2%.
You can't live off the interest of $1 million anymore.
No,
it would depends come out on to where like, you put the money.
It would come out to like $300 a month or something.
Wow.
I remember when ING had the super high interest. They had like 5.5% interest savings accounts.
Yeah, what happened to them?
Yeah, now it's like 1.7.
So, Steve, would you do it?
Not at all.
Oh, tough guy, never. Huh?
$2 million.
$20K a year on a 2% interest, obviously, for $1 million.
Yeah, that's not enough to live on.
How much money would it take you to bang a dude in the bus?
I don't know, man.
See? It's hard.
It is hard because I'm not into that.
Come on.
Plus, like diseases. And
but here's the thing, right?
Diseases.
You got to have sex with his butt, and then you guys have to get coffee after.
And talk about it. And do pros and cons.
You have to watch the footage of it and do commentary.
Yeah,
I actually would think it'd be more awkward to talk about anything else but it. Like I'd have to just talk about it. I wouldn't want to know anything else.
You
about
have to discuss your feelings on Obamacare.
Because if they start telling me that they're into like the Rangers and the Giants, I'm like, I might like you.
Maybe we could like hang out without the gay stuff.
It's going somewhere. I'm not gay, but he wants it, and he's really cool, so I give it to him.
Exactly. And he got my coffee and everything.
You know, pros and cons, that would be a good show for, like, athletes that became criminals.
Holy shit, no, I always said it'd be a good idea to do pros and cons, but it's a competition between prostitutes and convicts.
By the way.
I think it'd be a great reality show.
Okay.
By the way, we were supposed to do the Dead Wrestler Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you set it up?
No.
Because
right,
Mike actually wants to be involved with that.
Mike?
Yeah.
Quest.
Well, next week, have him come by.
All right.
We'll set it up.
Sounds good.
I got to do artwork and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your favorite thing to do?
Artwork?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Artwork. That was the name of my guidance counselor in high school.
Artwork. What a worker. All right, let me get this fucking slut off my TV.
Yeah, and pop up the nudie pic one.
Yeah, I'll show you off air.
The nudie pic one. Mm.
Do, do, do. So anything else happened this week?
Nope.
That's it.
That was it.
Chris Christie got his fucking belly cut in half or something.
Yeah. Poor Chris.
He opted for a lap band, which is dumb.
You hear about this?
Yeah.
Shit. He did it?
Oh, he got the surgery.
He's running. Well, he's running in 2016.
Well, no, not only did he do it, but he did it in February and just came out about it. Mm.
But he got lap band, though, which is not effective and dangerous.
Okay.
So?
Well, we're just shooting it out there.
He's running, then. He's definitely running.
And that's what everybody's saying. Mm-hmm. And then his response was
I'm still walking at this point.
I'm up to a slight jog.
Wow.
No, his response was, why does the media give a shit? But he was the one who exclusively released the story to the New York Post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is fucking big.
He is big.
Was.
Yeah.
Is he losing weight already?
Well, I'm sure. No. If he got it in February.
He went to my mother's job recently. She met him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They had some kind of meeting event there or whatever.
They took the lap band off so he can have some fucking seafood.
Oh, wow. He's like, oh, all you can eat?
I want a whole bunch of crayfish.
I'm putting this to the test.
I hear he's eating crab cakes by the fistful.
Nice.
Yeah, cook me up one of them pussies.
He served that day?
Pussy fish, right?
Oh, my God.
Loosen up my lap band. I want two pussies.
He has like a key that he just sticks in a hole in his stomach.
Give me one of those ones with the brown parsley everyone shaves off nowadays.
It's like fucking... It's like a fucking can of anchovies. You just...
All right, dessert. I'm thinking like a crank, like a jack-in-the-box on his side.
Yeah.
And, you know, the titans are losing.
Little pulley system.
Food in my belly. Gulp, gulp. Speaking of the lap band surgery, Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh.
Lisa Lampanelli?
She got it done?
Greasy lumpy belly.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She's got the bingo wings going.
Oh, yeah, well, that's unavoidable.
Especially
at her age.
She's so ugly.
She's got the fucking sunken in neck. She looks like she's ill.
Can you zoom in on
they
her?
They all
on
do.
The after?
Which one did she get anyway?
AIDS.
Yeah. She does like to bang the brothers.
She does.
Whoops. How old is she now? She's got to be close to 60.
I don't even know.
Who does
she definitely
look?
At
she
least
looks
50.
Like somebody now.
I
can't think of who, though. That news chick.
Ann
Landers.
Yolanda Vega?
No.
She is 51.
Okay.
She's not even that old to look like that.
I don't know. That's old. I don't know. Banging out black dudes put some mileage on
that's true, yeah.
But now the black dudes aren't going to like her because she's
true.
A little skinny white chick.
Yep. Hey, I actually, like, a police officer explained to my friend why brothers are so into fat white chicks.
What?
Yeah, there's actually a reason. But aside from the fact that white guys don't want fat white chicks.
They can, like, smuggle cocaine under their underbelly?
Actually that, and they carry their weapons. True story. From a gang database.
Okay. Oh, that's like the like gang of bikers that have the one dude with the truck to carry all their weapons
cop,
in the back.
Cop walks up to a black guy and a big fat white chick, and he's like, you know, just lift up your arms. Let me pat you down. Oh, you know what? It stinks down there. put your arms back down.
Yeah, she looks horrendous.
Yeah, she lost 106 pounds.
Can you get a close-up of that? Like, zoom in on her?
Even more?
Anybody? Yeah, I just want to see her fucking...
Didn't you guys actually find her funny?
No.
No.
Yeah, sometimes she can be funny.
Yeah.
I'm into the insult comic stuff, so...
She's just a... Right. She's just a crass bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like.
For no reason. That's the thing. It's just... Yeah.
I like all forms of comedy, really.
Oh, okay.
Liquid Alloy says she's gross and she's a black dick hoarder.
Hoarder?
<Yeah.
laughs> She's got three in her butt right now.
Yeah.
Yep. 106 pounds.
Oh, a lot of those female comics are very much just, let me just say, the most absurd shit. So it's weird coming from a chick rather than like actually something funny.
Yeah.
Well, there's like no psychology when they do it. They just say it.
Yeah.
There's no, like, build-up.
There's the shock value of it coming out of a woman.
It's not really shocking, though.
Not
but
anymore.
But when it's just, like, said, it's not, like, the delivery is usually pretty poor. So it's just, like, why is she going that far?
Yeah.
Just be funny. Just be legitimately funny.
Try too hard.
Yeah. Are there any female comedians that are funny?
We've got
Roseanne
before,
Barr?
I think. Wow.
Wow, I got no soul to shit on that. I actually am
a
huge
Roseanne
Barr
fan. Response.
Yeah. Bonnie McFarlane's funny.
Yeah.
I like Sarah Silverman. I know you guys don't like her.
It's just because you fucking like. Never mind.
Go ahead.
Jew broads?
yeah. Hot Jew broads?
Yeah. Hot Jew broads.
Get your
hot Jew broads.
Yeah. She's another one who's just crass. Just says things.
Who's that
to
one
like,
that got her own show now that was always on the roast?
Amy Schumer.
No, not her.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of her.
She's the other one with the dark hair.
Oh,
she actually got a sitcom.
Wanda Sykes?
She actually is funny.
Yeah, I can't take the voice for too long.
I saw her live by accident, sort of. we went to see Norm Macdonald, and she just happened to be opening for Norm Macdonald.
Oh, random.
Yeah, which is really like cool because, I mean, she could be headlining herself. But
she's probably working on her new hour.
Well, no, what it was is that she was doing Obama's first presidential whatever bullshit where like comedians do shit or famous people act like they're comedians or whatever. And she was just rehearsing that material, but it just happened to be opening for Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
She was in the area, so yeah.
I'm trying to think of more funny women.
What is but I'm trying to remember the name of the broad that Steve's talking about.
Which one?
The one, the hot chick that was on, she used to do the roast.
Dark hair, Whitney Cummings, right?
Whitney Cum droppings.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's your phone,
babe. Somebody. I never found her funny.
Yeah, me neither. She's just another one of those where it was like people might giggle at her, but it's because she's good looking. Mm. Like, I feel like chicks can get away with not being funny if
like,
they're
like
attractive.
Amy Schumer. She's got her tits hanging out all the time.
Yeah,
so
that's funny
now.
Look at her tits.
I didn't know
tits
she
so
she actually used to date Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Really?
Know. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And she's still with Anthony Jeselnik?
He sucks, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've never listened to any of the people that we've named so far as actual stand-ups. Hmm. Like, the roasts are hilarious. To me, anyway.
They're good. A little too scripted for my liking.
I gotta be honest. I'm overall not a huge fan of stand-up in general.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Takes all kinds. Takes all kinds.
I mean, the best ever to walk the earth was George Carlin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Gallagher.
Fuck that guy.
I've seen him live.
I mean, obviously George Carlin is up there. There's probably other people who, people would say.
Dice. In his prime was a little crazy.
Dice. No, I'm going to go on. I'm going to go out right now. Dice was never funny ever once. In his entire career.
No.
Once.
There was a couple times he was funny.
He had it going
with
for
the
a
midget
while,
bit.
He
the midget
out
bit was
Madison
funny.
Square Garden.
When?
Like 25 years ago.
Maybe he sold out like the basement.
I'm just saying that there was a time
huge.
When he was on top, man.
Yeah.
Couldn't touch
him. All right. It's hilarious when a Jew pretends to be like a fucking punked out mobster.
Punked out mobster. Have you seen that movie yet, Brain Smasher?
No.
Oh, man.
That's something that we got to all watch and then talk about.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that before.
You probably have. I think we had it on tape.
Pretty sure so.
Brain Smasher.
Well, that's the only way you can get it because it never came out
on
tape.
Have you ever seen Ford Fairlane?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Money.
You ever seen Ford Fairlane?
No.
It's with Dice. Fucking Gilbert Gottfried's in it. It's fucking great.
Gilbert's awesome.
Excuse me. You say the F word again, I'm going to bang you right the fuck out, okay?
Pick a lane, asshole. That was something else.
That was from Saturday Night Live.
No.
Yeah.
It was some movie that was like
that
four
was,
or five
no,
different stories.
It was a skit.
You can't say asshole on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
You have to put a few seconds between ass and hole.
He was driving, and there was an ambulance like in front of him.
No, behind him, trying to get past him.
Oh, yeah. He was
and he was driving in front of it.
Pick a lane, asshole. Yeah. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, Seth Meyers is officially taking over late night from Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
Oh, what?
Jimmy Fallon is going to be going to
he's moving to Leno's
Tonight Show.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Dude, that.
And Seth Meyers is taking over for Jimmy Fallon. So I guess that's the
now what
the
happened?
SNL
Jay Leno's fucking
anchor.
Ratings fell apart or what?
I haven't been following it. I don't know what happened.
Leno has had some disputes since he came back in for Conan.
Yeah, they just want him out.
Yeah.
Well, he gave Conan a screw job.
Conan wound up getting, I think, a better deal out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I don't think he would have.
Yeah,
done
but he doesn't
well.
Have the fucking near the fame he would have if he had the Channel 4 spot.
No, I think he's doing just perfectly fine.
You know why? Because
he's on TBS or something. Nobody
I feel like
to
just as
that.
Many people know who Conan is. Yeah. Then
he's got a huge internet following now. Yeah. It's real. He's doing very well.
He could have been anywhere. So at least he's at TBS, where I'm sure he has more creative control.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he took over Tonight Show, he would have been stifled, and
he already was.
The ratings would have been mm-hmm. fucking dump in the yep. dumps.
He already was when he did it for like 2 weeks.
That's right, he did it, didn't he?
He did it,
yeah. And then Leno was like, oh, you know what? I'm not done.
That was it.
Leno isn't chinny funny.
Nah, I was always a, what's his name?
Carson Letterman?
Yeah, I was a Letterman guy. I was a Letterman kid.
Of course.
Letterman?
Yeah.
Fuck commie.
Did you watch Letterman? Commie? Did you watch Letterman, like, because that's what was on?
No, it's because of the last three letters in his fucking name, man.
No, when I was a kid, if you stay up late, there was Leno and Letterman. I liked Letterman. I didn't like Leno.
Wow.
That's just the way it was.
Like, I would just turn both of them on.
Well.
You didn't have to watch either one of them.
No, but.
Watch something else.
Yeah, there was Nick at Night.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick at Night ruled.
Well, you know, when that awful fucking Are You Afraid of the Dark came on, I just turned
what?
On.
What? Dude.
Hated it.
I loved it.
Hated it.
Loved it.
Dumb as shit.
There was actually a couple that actually gave me the fucking heebie-jeebies.
Steve number one liked it. It was one of those things where like the fucking Wonder Years and like other things that he would watch. I'd go over his house and that's what would be on.
Wonder Years.
And I would just be like, ugh! Like, like how are you like watching this mush? Like what? Like what do you? Like what is wrong?
Yeah, can people stop acting like the Wonder Years was good?
I liked it.
I was a fan.
It was so fucking boring.
No.
It had like
yes.
it had like a certain element. Wow. It had a certain element to
Did
it.
Did you say Wendy? Isn't that her name? Winnie?
Oh, Winnie.
Winnie yeah. Cooper?
I love the show. It's Winnie.
Yeah, it's like I got the box set at home.
Winnie Juper?
Jesus.
Yeah, it did have like a certain element to it that you could appreciate, but on the whole, it was quite a boring,
yes,
like mundane show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at the.
I thought you were gonna bring up pictures of Winnie Cooper.
No, I'll do even better.
I'm gonna get kicked off YouTube.
Dude, look at even the intro is like adorable.
Yeah.
Kind of great America was back
little
then.
Fred Savage.
Fucking face stomping.
Look how great America was.
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
That dad was a dickhead.
Oh, yeah.
Look, this is America right here, though. Family, fun, yeah. Barbecues.
Joe Cocker in the background.
Yeah.
Milfs.
Yeah. Oh, the brother.
There's no brothers on this show.
Yeah, his brother.
His older brother was an asshole.
Oh, his brother.
Oh, no. They weren't allowed. There she is. There's Winnie Pooper.
Manson.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson.
He was such a wiener.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
What does he look like now?
Dead, hopefully.
Awkward?
Drug overdose?
Good.
Dead.
What was his name?
Josh Wiener.
Wiener. Princeton.
Super Wiener.
Just Josh from Wonder Years.
Super Wiener was
over there. Liquid Alloy says, all white, no blacks. America was nice.
That's uncalled for. Come on now.
America was not nice.
Yeah. Get the fire hose. They're trying to get in our school.
Let's see. Oh, God.
Oh, man, God. He's got AIDS sunken eyes and shit.
I think he wishes he was Marilyn
Manson.
Is
that Fester?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh my God, he's got to get some blood flow going to them fucking lids.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he's got that capillary.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
He makes fucking. He makes Dustin Diamond look like Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah, this poor guy.
Yeah, no,
he didn't.
Didn't age well, no.
He wasn't even a handsome kid either, though.
No. Oh no, he's. Yeah, well, whatever.
He was doomed.
Although he looks like he'd be a great accountant.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's his
mm-hmm.
last name?
Jewish.
Then you are right.
Wonder Years Jewish kid.
Josh Jewish.
Josh Heeb.
Josh or Silverman.
Heeby McJew.
That show was one of those shows that was just the whole cast was like Jewish.
Yeah. Well.
It's like Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of Jewy looking fellows.
And Kiss.
It's Jason Biggs' birthday.
That guy.
Of
he is Jewish.
Oh. Pie fame.
Ah, nice.
He's fucking.
I wonder if they bake him a pie for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And the candle's a big dick in the middle.
Wow.
Did anyone get to see the most recent one of those movies where they're all grown up and.
Saving Silverman?
You love that movie.
It's like once a month you bring that movie up.
Really?
That's a good movie, though.
It is a good movie.
Yeah.
The chick's hot in that movie, too.
Amanda Peet.
Yeah.
Amanda
Peet, both of them, actually.
The Nun Broad. Whatever her name
the
was.
The number was hot. When she was standing there in her panties.
Yeah.
Boner.
Let's just turn the show off and watch that.
Yeah. Maybe rub my.
And fucking Jack Black and.
He was fucking great in that movie.
The general dude, whatever.
Matt
his
hates
name is.
Jack Black.
Like, fuck each other.
Hate him. I wish he was dead right now.
And Matt's obsessed with the fact that he's Jewish.
he's
not.
He's obsessed with anybody that's Jewish.
But he's not
I'm
Jewish.
I'm not obsessed with it. I just pointed it out.
He's not Jewish.
It doesn't need to be pointed
sure
out.
Sure does.
It's understood.
No, that's the problem. It's not understood, and you got to point it out.
It's a stage name. So you're not even Jewish.
I'm trying to think of who it was. Amanda Peet said she did a movie with somebody. I thought it was like Tom Hanks or somebody like that. Maybe somebody like near his level. She said that they would come up to her like if she was smiling, and they would put their fingers by her teeth and start making the chopsticks. Not because she has like the piano, she has the piano key teeth.
God.
That's awesome.
You talk about the brunette that was in that movie, right?
Yes.
Because in that movie in particular, she was gorgeous. She actually wasn't.
The Jewish
woman?
She
fell apart for a while.
Oh, Amanda Peet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's back on track the last I seen her, but she had fallen apart.
The last you seen her? Well,
I love her. I love her. I think she's fantastic.
Where are you seeing her?
Sorry, 7-Eleven.
No, she was in a movie recently.
And I think she was in a movie with Macaulay Culkin's brother, Rory, when he was pretty young and they had to do a sex scene.
Nice.
And she said that he was completely unintimidated by her, and that kind of like bruised your ego. Yeah.
Can't even impress Macaulay Culkin's little brother.
No.
How great was it in Saving Silverman? What was Arlie Ermey, right? That's the guy's name?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He just starts taking a shit on the lawn.
Yeah.
Wow. You got any TP?
I'll find something. Okay. Starts reaching in the mailbox.
Huh. It was Kieran Culkin. It's apparently another one, right?
Yeah.
Wow, he was 12.
And he had a sex scene?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I guess, I don't know.
Body double.
I don't know.
Stunt cock.
Chalkzilla has a pro tip for us. You can see her tits in the whole nine yards.
Sure.
What? Mr. Skin.
Pull it up.
Small but nice, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Saw Helen Hunt's breasts.
Yeah. I'd rather see Helen Hunt's cunt.
What year? Recently. She just did a movie where she plays a sex therapist to a guy who's a paraplegic.
What is she, like 50 now?
More than that, right?
She's got to be up there.
Dude, there was a photo that used to go around years ago, like 99, 2000.
Oh, she's 49.
It was supposedly Gillian Anderson sucking on a pecker.
Okay.
I can't even tell you if it is or isn't her. Like, I don't even know.
She's like known to have done some pretty raunchy films, I think.
She looked like she knew she was doing.
Oh, okay.
Looks like she got it. Had a few schmeckles in her mouth.
Wow, like every other picture of Helen Hunt, she's either really nice looking or really fucking horrible.
It's the angle. All I remember from Twister was her hard nips.
Yes. I feel like Paul Shaver right now, by the way. I'm like leaning back over here. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm on the keyboard and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, nipples.
Yeah. It's the eyes.
It's okay, I'll find something.
Yeah. It's her eyes. They can be either very attractive or very unattractive.
Remember when they went to Arlie Ermey for fucking advice and he's like, I've got to kill her.
He shows up at the house and he's like, I knew you could do it. And then she kicks his ass.
She looks lovely here.
Yeah.
She actually does look good
there. She's pretty airbrushed there.
Yeah. She looks good there. Sometimes she looks like a retard.
That forehead is...
She does have a tremendous, tremendous cranium.
It's like a five head, am I right?
Right.
I'll take head from her five times.
Yeah.
Her and fucking like Lex Luger could have a forehead off.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Somebody made a digital painting of her.
Oh! <Yeah. laughs>
See, that's what she looks like without makeup. Pretty
it looks
much.
Like, yeah. It looks like one of the things from the.
It looks like Rocky Dennis with lipstick.
Oh, you're the music video?
Yes.
From
Genesis.
God, Genesis. Yeah, Phil Collins.
Land of Confusion.
Yeah. Land of Confusion. Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy,
definitely exaggerated or pretty. Like the picture is like exaggerated, but only like
bring
by a few percent on every part. It's not like super exaggerated.
Bring up her hard nipple picture from Twister.
Hard nipple picture.
From what?
From Twister.
This is gonna be fun.
Titty Twister.
Yeah, buddy.
Helen Hunt hard.
There you go.
Nipple.
There you go.
Perfect.
It's gotta come up, right?
Nips.
Fucking nips.
It's got to come up, right?
Come on, hard nipples.
I can't believe now,
I don't see it.
Now, who was the blonde chick from Jurassic Park?
Laura Dern.
Okay, so it wasn't Helen Hunt.
No, it wasn't Helen Hunt.
I love when you do that shit.
I love when I do it too.
Like, I just want to see pictures of Helen Hunt. Oh, wait, it was Laura Dern. Yeah, she was like...
I would have banged her.
Yeah, she was attractive for like maybe for like maybe a couple of years, and then it was just well.
Oh well.
It's generic blonde, basically. Oops.
Oh.
Anyway, so we're just gonna look up women again.
Yeah.
This is what we've been. You know. It's
a bunch of fucking old perverts.
Yeah, she looks terrible now. Oh my
Chicks
god.
Chicks are great.
Who's this now?
Laura Dern.
Oh yeah, she's brutal.
Ugh,
she looks like awful. Steve Irwin's pig wife.
She does.
What's
she does.
What's that picture of her with the giant neck down there?
Wait, hear this?
No, down and
here?
Over.
Wait.
Over,
this?
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the she fuck just, she's up a throat.
It looks like she's been working her traps or something.
She just has
she's got like an Eddie Franken neck.
Wow, she does. She just has a big neck. She probably can deep throat a mean cock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What is that?
That is a fucking giraffe angle.
Yeah, she looks awful.
She's like a Brontosaurus neck.
Oh, yeah, but you could tell, like, there'd be no problem for her to get the
shaft all the way
down.
Yeah,
she definitely, yeah.
What kind of smile is that, too?
I don't know.
How do you even get an erection, though?
I couldn't.
Why not? Just the thought of, like, actually being able to go down that throat?
Derek, you're still looking for nips?
No, I don't know.
What's that?
You're still looking
for
nips?
Still trying to hunt down the nips.
I got this
but
one.
But. Oh. Ooh.
What's her name?
I'll get that crazy. Here. All right. Well. We'll go to Derek's picture, I guess.
Oh, sorry. For those of you playing along at home,
it's pretty
look
gnarly.
Up Helen Hunt and Laura Dern's nips. For
and
the
you get
full,
this guy?
For the full experience. Now, this is moving on from celebrity nipple.
Oh.
This guy, David Beckham.
What?
No, I'm sorry. David Beckman.
Oh.
Beckman. He's 64.
Jewish.
Jesus Christ.
Beckman.
Where is this? Chicago.
Chicago.
Highest murder rate per capita.
By guns.
Go ahead.
Strictest gun laws.
Obviously, he was arrested.
Uh-huh.
Can
we guess?
Oh, my God. Dog face gremlin.
Can we guess?
Most likely to recede. Yeah, sure. What do you think this guy was arrested for?
Fucking a pig. Fucking an animal.
Like a woman who's a pig or an actual pig?
An actual, like...
Like
yeah.
a farm animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Orson.
Orson!
From Garfield and Friends?
Yeah.
I missed that show.
I like the half egg.
Looks like a drunk. I'm going to say...
He actually looks like George Carlin.
Yeah.
Public urination.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to... It had to have happened in some weird place.
Hmm.
Like a baby.
So he pissed on a baby.
Yes.
All right.
Public urination in a baby.
In a baby's butt.
Okay.
Matt?
I was going to go for the animal fucking. But now I gotta pick something else.
You can always change the animal.
I'm going to say... Oh, is that a hint?
Oh, God.
Fucking a cow...
All right, I will give you this.
Oh, boy.
He fucked an animal.
Okay.
Oh.
Do we want to do another round?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
kind
yeah.
of
okay.
animal?
All right, here okay. we go.
And I will say that none of you are right with what animal.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a baby, not a cow.
Well, they are animals.
And not a pig.
All right.
Steve.
A turkey.
Ooh. Okay.
It's Chicago.
Okay. Oh, they got good pizza in Chicago.
Yeah. Let's get some pizza.
And it's an animal.
It is an animal. Okay.
Black woman.
I get it. I see what you did there.
Laura Dern's nipples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matt, you want to guess another animal?
Don't say baboon. It was already taken.
That's good, Steve. That's good.
Yeah, you get it?
All right. This guy looks to me...
Black people got...
I don't remember what I said.
He looks like the kind of guy who would fuck a chicken or something. Well, you said a turkey, right?
Yeah.
Some kind of poultry.
A man from Northwest suburban Roselle.
It's going to be a fish.
DuPage County faces a charge of misdemeanor animal cruelty after police said he sexually assaulted
a gopher.
His pet, peacock.
Wow.
Oh.
Poultry was right.
Beautiful creature, those peacocks.
Yeah.
Mm. Can't fly too good. Years of evolution have made their tails so much so that they cannot actually.
But they are pretty
flight.
Sexy.
And they are sexy. The males are sexy.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, female ones are kind of ugly.
Did he bang a male?
I don't know.
Is that gay if he had sex with a male peacock?
He is 64 years young. Male peacocks are beautiful. He's charged with a crime after police learned the bird died while they were investigating him about an alleged case of indecent solicitation of a child.
Mm. Were they able to save the egg?
So they go and investigate him for illegally soliciting a child, and then they find a dead peacock.
With his sperm in it.
Yeah, basically.
Sir, are you telling me you killed that peacock with your dick?
Yes.
With his peacock.
He must have a hung fucking...
Wait, so soliciting a child, does that mean he was offering a child money for sex?
I thought it was magazine subscriptions, but...
Oh. Oh.
I think he was like, son,
I want you to be this damn here peacock.
Was that your dad talking?
Steven. You ever fuck a peacock?
Childhood memories.
Those were the days.
Matt's got a fucking burger. That's like a picturesque
Matt
burger.
Just got
that's
like orgasmic wow. when he ate that. He was at home.
So that looks like a picture.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it's pretty yeah. pretty.
The
perfect.
Bun is like perfect.
It's like a machine made it.
Don't drop it. Don't drop it. Boom! Into the fan. Burger for everyone.
So you came here to have sex with a child.
No, no, I'm just a peacock.
Well, then why did you bring this peacock?
It was just shaving. Shaving.
So you have beer, condoms, and a peacock.
They didn't catch him in the act, though, so he's getting off.
What was I'm sorry, on? Is this not America?
He already got off.
Oh, he is in jail on a $10,000 bond. Mmm. Oh, wow, he got three charges of harassment by telephone, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, two counts of marijuana possession, attempted indecent solicitation of a child, cruelty to animals, and two counts of battery.
Sounds like this guy just wanted to get locked up.
Yeah, I mean, he was cruising
Derek,
for a bruising.
Echo.
Oh, sure.
You're lucky okay. he's got the sound effects, because the farts have been a little weak.
Yeah.
They have been bad.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
I mean, they smell terrible, but...
Yeah, I can't even take it.
So anyway,
I mean, yeah. you could just looking at this guy, you could tell that he thought he was untouchable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was living high on the hog.
Sure.
He's got all these drugs. He's banging all these kids and birds. You know, he didn't think they'd get him.
Look at his face. They go, I'm over here now.
He's like, what are you doing after this?
Can I take your picture next? How old are you?
And it looks like there's some kind of like motion blur on his jaw.
What? No, that's just cancer.
No, wow. Shit. Yeah, there is like a motion so like blur. It looks like he was like talking while they took the
mugshot.
Looks
like he can't hold his head up.
It looks like when he speaks, he has that like that the whistle when he says S's and stuff.
Sure.
Hey, funny. Actually, I was picturing more of like a Sling Blade kind
of. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more peacock. Like a Stu mm-hmm. Hart.
Stu Hart? Bobby Heenan, Stu Hart. Mm-hmm. Did you hear what he said over there? He went, hey,
a lazy bum.
Oh, poor Bobby.
You're in Chicago. That's not too far from Cleveland.
Ooh.
It's been an interesting week over there.
You did?
No, it's been an interesting week.
What happened in Cleveland?
Well.
Is that the two girls or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The brother rescues the two girls. Mm-hmm.
The brother.
I didn't follow this story
much
at all.
I don't mean like their sibling.
Brother with an A.
I tried to stay away from this as much as possible so I could get the genuine reaction. Yeah.
Now, in this area, in the New York news market, they haven't touched too much on the guy who rescued them. More just about the case and bringing up a lot of stories about, you know, A. Tom Pates and like the famous kidnappings of this area. So you'd have to venture a little bit out of our region to hear mm-hmm. about the guy who rescued these young ladies.
I heard he made a funny comment.
Oh, he made many funny comments.
Apparently the media dug up some kind of dirt on him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was arrested several times for beating his own wife.
Mm.
But he's a hero, damn it. What he did in the past doesn't matter.
No, nope.
Didn't even find it. Oh, here it is.
Retribution.
All right, so you got...
What?
The video was terminated due to multiple third-party notifications of copyright infringement. Wow.
I did read the guy fucking... made them eat cake on the anniversary of their kidnappings.
Nice.
Wow.
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah. That's right. awesome.
So,
that says.
So,
he's really thinking.
To my understanding, there's a Latino gentleman who had kidnapped a few girls. I think it was three, right?
Yeah.
And had them locked in his house and did all kinds of fucked up shit. I heard that one of them he repeatedly impregnated and then beat till...
Abortion?
The child died and then would get her pregnant again. And they said it was up to 15, miscarriages caused by him beating her.
Wow. How old are they now?
Well, they were in there for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So
mid-20s, though?
There was a neighbor who actually saw him walking them in the backyard.
Yeah.
On a leash.
Like it's time to take a shit? go out.
I guess
and
so. I don't know. And they called the police, and the police did nothing about it. And then there was someone who actually reported him and got a license plate number, and they still didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Why? Like, that's so weird.
I don't know. I guess they get so many fucking weird calls. Which, by the way, remind me to tell you the story about the strange text message my mother got.
Oh.
We'll do in the second hour. Well, teaser!
So can you get a video of the guy on the news down there?
Yeah, I got it here.
Yeah.
Let's bring it up here. It's all over the place, but I haven't seen it yet because I was asked to.
Hey, Charles, let me talk to you. I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's.
Nice.
I come outside. I like that. I see this girl going nuts, trying to get out of a house. So I go on the porch. Okay. I go on the porch, and she says, "Help me get out. I've been in here a long time." So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, "Call 911. My name was Amanda Berry."
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got the call in 911. And then I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone and she said, "Yes, this is me." And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook says, "Charles, do you know who you rescued?" I said,
get the fuck out of here.
He almost fucking took off.
Oh, shit, I gotta go.
He jumped out of his skin. It's a siren.
I got to go, Gene.
We keep the screen dark here so it shows up on the camera. So it's very dark now. But all I see is just two big white eyes when the police siren went off.
Yeah, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Can we just see that one more time? Can we just back
yes,
it up a little
absolutely.
Bit?
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? And she got on the phone, and she said, "Yes, this is me." And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook says, "Charles, do you know who you rescued?" I said
he became he so aware.
What?
He became so aware of what was going
Can
on.
Can we do that one more time? Actually, now I want to pay attention to the black guy behind him.
He just kind of looks at him like...
I think the guy behind him is news crew.
Yeah.
Cook. Right here. Detective Gregory Cook says, "Charles, do you know who you rescued?" I said,
they both jumped.
And when did you?
That's like a natural reaction.
I'm like, oh, shit.
It's Pavlovian. It's like a Pavlovian condition.
Take my money, Earl. Take my money, Earl. Get above a nigga's ass.
I'm just picturing the black guy from the fireworks video.
Shit, nigga, get the water, get the bucket, run!
Oh my God,
here we go.
Too funny. All right, one more time, and then we'll play it through.
Gregory Cook says, "Charles, do you know who you rescued?" I said.
Now, and when did you see? When did you see Gina?
About five.
We're good.
The fuck are they doing to him?
So about 5 minutes after the police got here, see, that girl Amanda told the police, "I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house." So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep, and when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off. Because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
This guy's like Dolomite.
Okay. You see where I'm coming from? Right. I barbecue with this dude.
Wow.
Ribs and whatnot. And listen,
look at ribs and fucking
and
chitlins.
You had no indication.
Play that one more time because you laughed over what he said.
Oh, man.
You got to hear. Listen to what the barbecue pertains.
With this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
And you had no indication that there was anything going on.
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Nothing exciting about him. Until today.
Reaction on the girls' faces. I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms.
This guy is awesome.
Dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time.
And he's like, all right, we're going.
Well, she got problems. That's the only reason why she run to a black man.
Charles, thank you for being there, man. Charles Ramsey, neighbor, heard the screaming.
Now can you give me a little salsa music real quick?
Oh,
just,
my
just
God.
a little, because I want to get the feel of what one of these barbecues would be like. Can you just give me a little salsa music?
as he said that, the interviewer was just like, all right, we're going now.
Now, I mean, that means he was in the guy's yard. So he was close enough where he, you know, he might have been able to hear some things.
Maybe.
So maybe he's sitting there in this guy's yard, maybe sitting in like a lounge chair just drinking Coronas.
Yeah, oh, Coronas. Like,
and he's eating some ribs. He's got a bib in. And off in the distance. Hey, what is that? What is that? Can I get some lime for this Corona?
Yo, turn that down real quick. I think I hear something.
No, it's nothing. Nothing.
I've been in here for 10 years.
Nope.
They keep branding us.
Now pull up a Dolomite video. And it's exactly the same fucking dude. Do you remember him?
You want another serving of ribs?
Wow.
Those fucking ribs are talking to me.
They're saying my name, baby.
Pretty white girl runs into the arms of the American dream. You know there's something wrong, baby. You know it.
Oh my God.
Now, she's drawn to the birthmark like a beacon of light, baby. I forget to the back of the bus, baby.
Now, what were you saying, Steve?
Dolomite.
Well, hold on. Before you go there.
What is Dolomite?
No,
that guy.
You heard the way he talked in the news story. The 911 call is released.
Yes.
And if you... There's a little bit of a difference between the guy that you saw on the news and the guy reporting to 911. The only constant is that he is eating McDonald's. But the attitude is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Cleveland 911 police, ambulance to fire.
Yeah, hey, bro, I'm at 2207 Seymour, West 25th. Hey, check this out. I just came from McDonald's, right? Jumping on my porch eating my little food, right? This broad is trying to break out the fucking house next door to me. So there's a bunch of people on the street right now and shit. So we like, well, what's wrong with you? What's the problem? She like, this motherfucker been kidnapped me and my daughter, and we've been in this bitch. She said her name is Linda Berry or some shit. I don't know who the fuck that is. I just moved over here, bro.
This ain't real.
Sir, you have to calm down and slow down. Is she still in the street?
Seymour Avenue.
And right? Is she still in the street, or where did she go?
Yeah, I'm looking at her. She right now. She calling y'all. She on another phone.
Is she black, white, or Hispanic?
She white, but the baby look Hispanic.
Okay, what is she wearing?
White tank top, light blue sweatpants. Like a wife beater.
Do you know the address next door that she said she was in?
Yeah, 2207. I'm looking at it.
Okay, I thought that was your address. So that house.
No, I'm smarter than that, bro. I'm telling you with a crime. How about
the same time? Do you want to leave your name and number? Or remain
Charles
a number?
Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y.
What's the phone number?
They cut the phone number out.
Are the people she said that did this, do you know if they're still in the house?
I don't have a fucking clue, bro. I just said I came from McDonald's.
Can you ask her if she needs an ambulance?
You need a double whopper.
She need an ambulance? A what? She need everything. She's in a panic, bro. I guess she's been kidnapped, so, you know, put yourself in her shoes.
She need everything. She need ribs and salsa.
She's been kidnapped, so, you know, put yourself in her shoes.
We'll send the police out. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
I want to take an Aristocrats road trip and hang out with this guy.
Oh, my God.
Now, how many times do you think these kidnapped broads had smelled ribs and heard salsa music and thought there was a chance they could be safe?
There's like 20 people out there. What the fuck?
They're all black, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That is wild.
But yeah, this fucking girl's got to live with a baby, a rape baby,
kidnap rape baby. See, none of that was mentioned, but in the call, the baby's Hispanic. Yeah. The kidnapper is Hispanic.
Hispanic.
Rape baby.
Rape baby.
I want to fucking barbecue with that guy.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Put yourself in her shoes.
She need everything. Put yourself in her shoes.
She need everything. Bring the fucking army. She need everything. What you got? What does she need, sir? What do you got? Bring it.
Now, I haven't really followed up on the story, but I know they caught the guy who lived in the house and his two brothers.
And they released the brothers.
And they were looking into other properties that the three owned in case there was other women on them.
And of course, they dug up this fella, and he had all kinds of jail record shit.
Yeah,
the Mr. Ramsey.
But I think people overlooked that because he did the Anderson Cooper interview, and they were talking about giving him rewards and stuff, and he pulled this whole, I got my paycheck, and
I get a paycheck. Give it to the girl.
Yeah, give that money to them hoes. Them bitches need that money.
That poor white chick with the Spanish kid.
She got to live with that rape baby forever. Give her the money.
Set up a trust fund or something.
I mean, she's a nice little white lady, but her pussy smell like burritos. Oh, shit. You got to get her some soap or some shit. Bring me that lava soap.
Yikes. He goes, there's some pumice up in that shit.
I ain't stupid. Pumice. I send you where the crime was. Yeah.
I'm smarter than that.
Oh, this guy's a classic. Between him and the fucking, I ain't got time for that girl, and the hide your kids, hide your wife.
The girl's in blue sweatpants and a wife beater, but the baby's wearing a poncho.
Baby look like Pedro from south of the border. She's white, but he's like fresh off the boat. I got a little white girl, another little white girl, and a wetback.
She's white, but the baby done crawled over to the garden picking out tomatoes.
Motherfucker's already in
there. He's going right now, my watermelon.
Motherfucker's got a donkey already.
Oh, shit.
Oh, she's white, but the INS done hauled off a kid already. Wow.
Wow is right.
I mean, she's white, man. I think the baby was standing behind me in the food line.
Baby already got three jobs.
And still collect welfare.
He got a mustache and a Corona.
She's white, but the baby's got a novelty bowl full of corn chips and salsa. It looks like a sombrero.
She's white, but that baby's a little Taco Bell eating motherfucker.
She's white, but that baby make a hell of a guacamole.
She got a little fucking Juan Valdez next to her. Fucking picking coffee beans and shit.
She white, but the baby rode out on a donkey.
He's got a fucking burro. Oh my god. Anyway. Well, it's a good place to end the show, huh?
Yeah.
Second hour, which will be posted on Thursday. We'll get to hear about the mysterious text message my mother received last night.
Speaking of mothers, happy Mother's Day.
Aww, you guys are sweet. How did you know I was a mother?
Oh, your titties.
I just remember, if it wasn't for us fathers, you motherfuckers wouldn't be mothers.
That's true.
That's right.
And you wouldn't have wetback babies.
Wetback babies. Oh, yeah. Happy Mother's Day to whatever her name is.
Amanda Berry.
Yeah, Amanda Berry. Oh.
Linda Berry or some shit.
Halle Berry.
Ain't Halle Berry, that's for shit show.
I gotta admit, that guy was fucking awesome.
Oh, he was the best. Absolute best. Way better than anything I've seen ever in my life. Aristocratsradio.com. You can download old shows, new shows, whatever the hell you want. CWERadio.com. We stream live on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. See you later.
Rabblecast.
Oh, yes, please.
Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, at Rabblecast on Twitter. Check them out.
And on Facebook.
Yeah, Rabblecast, Facebook. You'll
see. While you're at it, check out Shining Wizards, too. I think we could do both,
well,
right?
I was going to throw them in the next show.
Okay. We just split up. It's like a child custody case.
Yeah.
I get you guys in the first hour, and then you guys in the second hour.
Holla.
See ya.